Okay, POL. Now we're revealing something. When the old deceased, so-called godbrother, and former husband of our heroine reveals that yes, he is, and many of them are indeed present here on Earth, but invisibly so. And talking about the difference between different such invisible people, all from hungry ghosts to angels, to apsaras, gandharvas, sages. They're all around and they're playing with you. I can admit some a nice dream. You got friends, you got aid, you got so much help. But you're here to learn lessons, and therefore this drama here is being acted out. Just like a Shakespeare drama. To allow you to go through those lessons you are here to go through. And then Arpeggio starts to realize, as he's sitting there in the forest, sends subtly, almost not, the presence of not one, but a few invisible people, but not the ghosts, but the angels. Because whom you are with, the tribe you are in, visible or invisible, depends, of course, totally on which company you seek. And therefore, the company you seek here on Earth is also very important. Because then as we leave one after another, that company will continue. Visible or invisible. Helping each other, guiding each other, protecting each other in the service of the Lord. Pio sitting there, wow, what was that? And these words appear to come from his old godbrother, who had come here to help him. Help him with what? Well, he says, she's a bit hard to catch. And he proceeds, continuing, giving good advice. But what he says is very private and will not be revealed at this time.